Owen Poindexter joins us of The Athletic. He's the analytical expert. How you doing, Owen?
Great, Marty. Good to be here.
Yeah, glad to have you back on. Boy, so much happening around the ball club. I said, but I got to get John to help explain some of this stuff. Now, you have been on McCutchen, I must say, most of the year on all the hard hit balls, and things were not falling for him. Things sort of turned around for him this week.
Yeah, it's finally happening. I was starting to doubt myself a little bit because I've been saying so long he's hitting the ball well. It's just somehow they're all becoming outs. And at a certain point, you start to wonder if the results are speaking for themselves. And finally, those hard hit balls are landing for hits. And so we're not only seeing a better average for him, but the power is going up along with it, because a lot of those hits are doubles and homers.
So good news for him. So he's in that three spot. He's secured it nicely. Posey has had a tough few weeks here. He's had a tough road trip. Now he's hitting fourth tonight. What's going on with Posey? Well, what do you see? What do the numbers tell us about Posey?
Yeah, I mean, his power has been declining for a few years now. He's kind of becoming a different hitter, and he's a lot more dependent on just making contact and kind of hoping for the best. So you'll see these stretches, I think, off and on with him. He's still a very solid offensive player. But yeah, it's not quite all there for him. I think he may be adjusting to who he is now. And, you know, I think, you know, it's funny with him, the exit velocity and the launch angle haven't really changed over the years. But for some reason, the homers aren't quite making it over the fence anymore, though, at the same rate that they used to. So I'm still wondering if he's got a little mini power surge in there. But he was never he hasn't been a huge power guy in the last couple of years. And I think he's kind of figuring out life as a contact hitter.
Well, Owen Poindexter with us, always very provocative in what he writes for The Athletic. Owen, if the exit velocity is still the same and the launch angle is about the same, how come the ball ain't going over the fence?
Yeah, no, I'm a little baffled by that myself. You think physics would dictate that, you know, if the angle and the speed are the same, the distance would be there too. It might just be that, you know, he was getting some homers that were just enough, and he doesn't take very much of a decline for that to decrease. I'm honestly a little bit baffled by it. It also could be, I haven't checked his pull percentage lately, but if, you know, the more you pull the ball, the more power you're going to get. So it might be something in there, maybe spraying the ball a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But he's always used all parts of the field. So, yeah, honestly, I'm a little bit baffled by that. But that's one case where I do think the results kind of speak for themselves, because it's not just a couple weeks or a couple months. It's a few years where his homers per fly ball have been decreasing for the last few years, and this year is no exception.
Well, I would look into the pull factor, because he does not pull the ball that much. He really doesn't. He's more of a gap-to-gap guy, maybe a left-center, right-center guy. And if that's where it's if you can't hit it out there, if it's too deep and you're not pulling it down the line, then that may have be part of it for him. There's got to be something.
The trend's too well established.
Yeah. All right. What about, I'm going to ask you about Panic, because Panic, of course, had the two big home runs in Dodger Stadium and looked like he was going to hit about 45 this year, and he certainly has slowed down. Does he hit too many ground balls, and with the shift, how do you explain Panic struggling? I mean, I think he's 3 homers, 7 RBIs. I think it's something silly when you look at his numbers.
Yeah, no, it's a little strange with him. Especially with that first week of the season, it looked like he was going to be a new guy. His contact skills are so good. He strikes out, his strikeout rate is one of the lowest in all of baseball. And he's one of the few players who walks more than he strikes out. In terms of his struggles, especially since he's come back from injury, really hasn't done a whole lot. It might just be batting average on balls in play, BABIP, because his hard hit percentage is not, you know, that's doing fine. he had a little bit of a dip, but that came back up. But he hasn't had a lot of power. There was all this talk at the beginning of the season, maybe he's going to change his swing, maybe he's hitting more fly balls now. That hasn't really been the case. I think he can be a productive offensive player hitting as many ground balls as he does, just because everything is in play with him. But yeah, it would be nice to see him at least with a more level swing, you know, try to at least hit more line drives, because, you know, ground balls, even if you're not going to get shifted as much as a guy like Brandon Belt, or even McCutcheon, the fielders are figuring out where the ball's going, and that's really cutting into batting average on ground balls in general. And so, yeah, I think Panic might see if he can use his contact skills to become a slightly different hitter, maybe at least to raise his average and maybe find a little of that power.
Yeah, because the last home run was 122 at-bats ago. And, of course, he was hurt for a while, so he has not hit very many of them. All right, let's go to the pitching side. I sort of liked what I saw in Holland last night. And, again, I don't know if the numbers show it, velocity, spin rates, and all that kind of stuff. But he still gave up the big hit, as I've always said. He doesn't give up that many hits, but when he gives up a hit, he gives up a hit. I thought he looked better. I don't know, maybe looked a little better.
Yeah, he's interesting. At the start of the year, I thought, okay, he's just going to kind of hold things down until they get healthy, and maybe a couple young guys come up, and then he'll go to the bullpen, or he'll just be off the team. And he's hung in there. You know, he's not a terrible pitcher. You don't want him in a key role or anything, but if you look at his strikeout rate, his walk rate, his home run rate, even it's all, actually his home runs are a bit inflated this year. But he's a serviceable pitcher, especially the first two times through the lineup, you can use him, and then you'll probably want to get some guys warming up in the bullpen. But yeah, he does give up a lot of hard contact. His BABIP actually is a little bit low. So you wonder if maybe he's getting a little bit lucky on things like ground balls and line drives. But he's put in a lot of good innings, and until the music stops, might as well keep running him out there, at least until Cueto comes back.
Yeah, he's pitched better.
And then you have some decisions to make.
Yeah, I think he's pitched a lot better. Owen Poindexter with us. He does a lot of the analytics on the Giants for The Athletic. Anything that you'd like to share with us here? Strickland or any of the bullpen guys? The bullpen's started leaking just a little bit this week. The starters did a little better, and the bullpen kind of gave it up, even though the numbers are still good. Anything you see in the bullpen?
I think the bullpen's actually still a real strength on the team because, the starting pitching's kind of been in and out. But they've got, they've got Strickland. Watson's been phenomenal. Melanson's back, and he looks pretty good. Sort of a different pitcher than we're used to seeing from Melanson. He used to get a lot of ground balls, and he still gets some, but he's been a bit more of a strikeout pitcher. We're talking about like five innings, so it's not really enough to make a solid judgment on. But he's been more of a strikeout guy, a little bit less of a ground ball guy since he came back. But yeah, those three, and then you've got Dyson's hanging in there. He gives up a lot of home runs, but that's actually been the trend with their better pitchers, Maranta too. They're not giving up home runs. Dyson's the exception, and the guys who are not necessarily still on the team, like Pierce Johnson just got sent down. But those five, Maranta and the rest, they've managed to keep the ball in the ballpark, not giving up a ton of walks, except Maranta. That's an issue with him. But they've got a few different looks, and they've got a team where, if the starter only gives you six, that's not the end of the world. You might be able to get to the end of the game with that. They're all on pace. I think they've all got around 30 innings right now. That's a little bit much for this point in the season. Hopefully Bumgarner can kind of get back to himself and start throwing some 8-inning, 9-inning games and give the bullpen a break, because and maybe Ty Block can do another 6-inning relief appearance here and there.
Well, he's good. But the first time through, he's very good, and he went longer than that. But I'm sorry they don't have him against L.A. this weekend. That's a loss, not having him here to give him a few innings against the Dodgers. He's pitched so well. Let me jump ahead as we wrap it up with Owen Poindexter. Hunter Strickland, as I said, he's trying. He's throwing not only the fastball, he's throwing a lot of other pitchers. What is his hard hit rate? What's looking maybe just a trend on? Are we trending up or down on Strickland? Where are we going?
He's been pretty steady. Let me just see if I can get that hard hit rate for you on the fly here.
Okay.
He's been strong, and I think he can hold that closer job even with Melanson back. If Watson wasn't a lefty, you'd think he might be gunning for it. But most managers like to have a righty as their closer. Hunter's been pretty good. That blown save, I don't really fault him too much for because there was that panic error. Yeah. And actually, since you mentioned it, his hard hit rate is up this year, kind of significantly. You know, we're not talking about too many innings for this kind of thing. But he's another guy where if he was a starting pitcher, you know, a lot of those fly balls would start going over the wall. For some reason, good relievers have a lower home run per fly ball rate than a starter. And I don't know if it's just that it tends to be they're throwing harder than to, you know, just give up less damage in general. But he's no exception there. If he had a normal home run per fly ball rate, he'd be in trouble. But he's managed to keep the ball in the park. And, you know, when he does that, things work out okay most of the time. So I think he can hold that closer role for a while. But if he starts to stumble, they've got some good options behind him.
All right. In a very limited sample size, let's wrap it up with Bumgarner. He goes tonight. A lot more changeups, not quite throwing the fastball as efficiently, the backdoor slider, back foot slider. What do you see on Bumgarner? Very limited sample, I realize, 11 and a third innings, but what do you see?
Yeah, I think he knows he doesn't quite have all this stuff back yet, and he is pitching a little bit differently. You mentioned the changeups, throwing a lot more of those. His velocity is down just a little bit, not so much that you'd really be concerned at this point because he is still kind of coming back. He didn't have spring training to work with. His edge percent, I noticed, is down. That's the percentage of pitches basically that are hitting the lines of the strike zone. Mm-hmm. And he's not really getting whiffs on his fastball the way he's used to. He usually has that high fastball. Right. That's something I noticed with Derek Rodriguez, actually getting a lot of strikeouts on that, and that's fun to see. That's usually a real weapon for Bumgarner, and if he doesn't have that, he's pitching down in the zone a lot, and so he's becoming more predictable. He's giving up more contact. He hasn't really been a strikeout pitcher in his 11 innings so far, and obviously that's not the guy we're used to seeing. Yet the contact he's been giving up has not been bad. It's been a lot of ground balls, not a lot of hard hits, but he's a guy where you expect a ton of strikeouts, and that's really his bread and butter. He's got so many weapons, and when you take a couple of those away or blunt a couple of weapons, he's not really the same guy. I'm not, you know, I'm going to give him a few more starts before I sound the alarm here, but it'll be interesting to see what he's got today.
Well, I think the numbers are very accurate because that's what we see, and I think you hit that one well. So now we have something to look for tonight to see if he can throw that high fastball and get some strikeouts and people and get on the corners, not over the plate. I think that's a good point, too. Hey, great having you on, Owen. I always enjoy learning about this stuff. And the numbers tell the story. Eventually do tell the story. I love the launch angle, the exit velocity, the BABIP, and things like that. Balls put in play, average maybe 280 for the league. And if you got 350, you're getting some luck right now. And if you're a pitcher at 350, you're getting some unlucky things happening. So I think ultimately they tell a story, but I like the exit velocities and things like that and hard hit rate and ground ball rate because I think for Posey, there's got to be something in the numbers that tell you how he's hitting the ball. Maybe it's the pull rate that he's not pulling the ball, but he's a cleanup hitter. I mean, unfortunately, by default, he becomes a cleanup hitter with Longoria out, but there's got to be a reason that home run stroke, if he's hitting it as hard as he can and he's launching it the same way, there's got to be a reason why it doesn't go out. So I'm going to put you on that one. I want an answer on that.
Yeah, I'll dig into that, see if I can find anything there. But hey, it's a great time to be a fan. We've got so much information. It's fun to see what you can find in there.
All right, enjoy the weekend, then we'll catch up with you again. Thanks, Owen.
All right, take care, Marty.
All right, that's Owen Poindexter of The Athletic.